what's on the horizon for Q2 and financial technology services in general? Sounds like, I mean, I'm always saying this is one of the most exciting times to be in financial services technology because things are changing so fast. It's really kind of fun, actually.
Yeah, I agree. I think what's coming next, I think you're going to see a lot of insights and behavioral analytics driving a lot of recommendations that are going to be coming, whether those recommendations are to stop transactions like we're currently doing with fraud products mm-hmm. that we built native to our platform yep. that are stopping fraud before it leaves the bank and the credit union. You're going to see a lot more growth in that area. You're going to see a lot of additional insights around business intelligence being delivered back so that banks and credit unions can actually leverage this channel even more to deliver better and better service mm-hmm. and products, mm-hmm. offers, recommendations, etc. I think education is going to be a big area. I think there's a large big need out there for people to get educated around financial products. I think peer benchmarking is going to be an element and an aspect of that so that people are being told that, hey, Will, other folks or other guys or gals like you that are 47 years old, they tend to look like this. Their financial profile looks like this. You're either ahead or behind. Yeah, I think you're going to see a lot of those recommendations coming just through the amount and value of information that is flowing through this channel. We feel like we have some of the richest data out there, meaning our banks and credit unions have it. And we need to help them harness it, mm-hmm. and we need to help them be able to build strategy, insights, cross sales, up sales, better relationships, actually from that data. So we think there's tremendous upside in the data. And then I think you're going to see security continue to be a main area of focus. There, it never ceases to amaze me what happens in this industry around security. And so I think you're going to see providers like us that have the resources and the ability to continue to invest in security, infrastructure, data center, uptime, redundancy, resiliency of the software, that's going to become more and more paramount, and that's only going to become more and more expensive. And so you're going to start to see the sloughing off of some of the providers that have created a nice front end, mm-hmm. but don't actually have the data center and the infrastructure that can actually support mm-hmm. what an auditor or a regulator is going to require of a financial institution, because those demands are only going to become greater and greater.
You're exactly right there, big time. Now, I'm glad you brought up security because, I mean, did you guys expect to become like, it sounds like you guys are this one-stop shop, because, I mean, you got the mobile, you got the desktop, you got the security, you got the data. I mean, Q2 seems to have everything under its roof that a credit union or a community bank would need. Did you guys kind of expect to do this, or did the pieces just kind of fall into place serendipitously? I mean, it's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, it is a pretty nice thing. I think we're all very fortunate to be here. I think it was by design.
Okay.
We have ended up here for a very clear purpose, and that is that we believe controlling the account holder or the member experience is one of the most strategic positions that a technology provider can have. And mm-hmm. what that means is you need to be answering all of the questions mm-hmm. that someone would have and what their journey would look like through a credit union or through a bank.
Yeah,
and so we're trying to own all of those areas. We want to protect them. We want it to be convenient for them. We want it to be fast. We want it to be easy. We want it to flow. We want it to be intuitive. All of those things. We want it to be accurate. We want it to be personalized. We want it to be in Spanish if they need it to be in Spanish. So all of these things are very, very important to us, and they have all happened because we built a single platform architecture. And so the reason why our security products are just unmatched in the industry is because I see your trend. I see 30 to 60% more transactions than any other vendor would see, because I see what happens on your phone, mm-hmm. see what happens on your tablet.
Good point.
I see what happens on your online.
Yep.
So the fact that we've unified all this data and this onto the Q2 platform has given us the power to really answer questions that other people just haven't been able to answer.
Yep.
And so I think all that happened from the very first whiteboard session to now, which is about 10 years ago.
Oh my goodness.
And it's been a great 10 years.
Yeah. And so kind of wrapping up here, Will, I mean, do you guys have any advice for credit unions on how they can harness what's on the horizon to remain relevant to in this ever finicky mobile consumer and with all the technology changes that are going on at light speed? I mean, what advice do you have for credit unions out there?
Yeah, my advice to them is to keep doing exactly what they're doing.
Okay.
They're attracting members faster than any other segment of financial services out there, and there's a very clear reason for that. They're delivering exceptional service and fantastically targeted products. My only advice for them is to continue to rely on providers like us to help you with the hosting of your solutions and the development of your digital brand and the experience that people have, and to continue to partner with folks like us to make that better. So I think they're making all the right moves right now. It's a market that just continues to outpace every other market in growth. So we're excited to have a chance to work with as many of them as want a chance to work with us. One of the things I always tell the folks that we visit with is that they usually do one project of implementing a solution like ours about once every 5 to 7 years, where we do 50 to 70 to 80 of these a year.
Good grief.
And so all that means really out in the market is that we believe that we do understand and know a lot of the best practices on how to implement and change and convert these solutions from one provider to another to help them get to where they want to go. Mm-hmm. And so we just want to make sure that they continue to rely on us for our expertise. But I think we have the right people here with the right position of the heart, with the right mission, with the right technology, that we really do desire to serve these community and regional financial institutions because of the difference that they're making in every one of these communities. What's so important for us to make sure that we communicate is that our business was started by community banks, because the big banks would never give our founder and our chairman the loan and the lending that he needed to start a company like this. So we have 550 employees here because, and humbly because, credit unions and banks all over the country have trusted us with their business up to this point. So we take that very, very seriously. It's an area of great pride for us, and we're incredibly appreciative for the opportunity to have the jobs that we have and to have built the company that we've built. It's because they believed in us in the first place. Mm-hmm. So that's what I want to tell them.
Very cool. Great message to end on, Will. Thank you so much. You guys keep up the good work there in Austin. You guys get the best place to work 5 years in a row, probably. So
we're shooting for 10. So
okay.
Thank you for your time.
You're very welcome.